Today on Better Call Sexton, I break the internet, Chapel Roan breaks paparazzi's hearts, and a woman, I guess, breaks her ex-husband's heart when it comes to what his future plans are on the weekdays. All of this and more, it's a full docket, but before we begin, remember to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. It really does help the channel. Remember to check us out on Instagram at NYC Divorce Lawyer. We got a full docket, so let's get after it.
All right, Jim, you once again broke the internet.
It happens.
It does from time to time in the world of Sexton on NYC Divorce Lawyer on Instagram. Give it a follow. Jim decided to have a little fun on International Women's Day.
Oh, this one, I didn't even mean to break the internet on this day.
Well, that's when you actually break the internet is when you don't mean to. The people who try to break the internet never do. It's the people who just use the internet.
Megan Fox recently did it intentionally.
Oh, well, that's a different story. Until you get a BBL, I don't know if you can... You can break the internet.
I was thinking about it. I mean, it's just
go to her doctor.
Swimsuit season is coming. You know what I mean?
Dude, imagine
if I had some junk
BBL.
In the trunk. Oh, you know what God. I mean? Just got a badonkadonk on Sexton. That'd really be. See that thing from the front?
Oh, maybe some lip filler?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, I'll do some work.
Yeah, yeah,
why
get
not?
The
you know what I mean? Now I'm in front of the camera more often. You know what I mean? Just go in. What'd you fucking people do? If I gave it like super Botoxed up or like I just had some, I acted like, what?
Oh,
what are you talking about?
I meant to tell you, that's the 100,000 subscriber surprise.
Oh,
we're
is that
sending
it?
You to get lip filler.
Yeah. I'm getting a bunch of Botox stuff. Oh,
at 100,000 subscribers, Jim will get a full mommy makeover.
Wow. Oh my God.
So please subscribe.
Look, I already spent a lot of money on my teeth. I don't know that I could do much more. Holy cow. That's as far as I'm willing to go.
Well, this post on International Women's Day was a list of some of the most wealthy women in the world.
Okay, let's read what I wrote. Okay. Taking a moment in honor of International Women's Day to elevate five of the wealthiest women in the world. Not, by the way, the five wealthiest women in the world.
I said
five of the wealthiest women in the world, which is true. If they can do it, you can too, and we can help. No ring champ. Okay, guys, it's a joke. It's a joke. I'm a divorce lawyer, okay? What's amazing about this is that I never
Let me just say,
go
for
ahead.
The people listening at home who won't see the graphic, it is Mackenzie Scott, Melinda Gates,
It is a list of five women that all received over $1 billion dollars in their divorce settlement. Mackenzie Scott being the most with $41.9 billion
insane.
Dollars received in her divorce. Now, look. The point of this was not to piss on these women, the point of it was just to put, it was a joke that if they can do it, you can too. That's what makes it a joke is that yes, you could marry Jeff Bezos and divorce him and we can help, meaning we, the law firm of Law Offices of James J. Sexton who represents wealthy people and their spouses. We can help. It was a joke, and it was a joke in honor of International Women's Day because I didn't realize that this was a sacred holiday that everyone celebrates by going to what? Church? I don't know what you do. So it was a joke from a divorce lawyer who's known for making jokes, and it explicitly... Oh my God, the comments. Everything in it was, well, first of all, those aren't the wealthiest women in the world. I didn't say it was the wealthiest women. I said it's five of the wealthiest women in the world. They're women that have over $1 billion. Why are you only pointing out the women that got money in their divorce? Because I'm a divorce lawyer. I'm not a statistician or a sociologist. I'm a divorce lawyer. What would you like me to do? The best posts, though, my favorite, absolute favorite ones were the people, mostly women, who said, well, these women contributed to the success of these men. I'm sorry. What do you do for a living? Because what I do for a living is that argument that you're making in the comments section of Instagram right now. I make it in courtrooms on behalf of women like this. Like, how do you think they got that money? They didn't walk into a courtroom by themselves. They had a lawyer. And I represent an equal number of women as I do men. I represent billionaires who own companies, and I represent women who were married to those men and now are going to get billions of dollars as a function of the fact that they were married to those men. So there is no argument you're going to make in the comments section that I haven't made in a courtroom, ladies and gentlemen. Or
I invented
specifically,
that argument.
Like, and I'm looking at this and they're actually saying like, well, you know, these women made, contributions. I'm like, Yes, diminished lifetime earning capacity. It's one of the factors of domestic relations law 237. I argue it all the time. I'm on the legislative committee of the New York State Bar Association Family Law Division. I helped write it. So the fact that you're writing in the comments section, what about the fact that these women were helpful to these men? I represent these women. This is my job. This is what I do. You don't have to explain my job to me. I know it's not nice to say it, but it feels like woman-splaining. Like, it feels like you, a non-divorce lawyer, are explaining to a divorce lawyer the arguments a divorce lawyer would make in support of a woman. Like, that's absolutely batshit crazy. And by the way, one of the funniest things about those comments is, do you know how many CEOs and business owner women I am currently representing trying to stop their deadbeat piece of shit husbands from getting massive paydays against them? And I bet you'd be cheering for those women, by the way. I bet you wouldn't say, well, those men probably contributed to their success and they were there when they were an unsuccessful woman. By the way, they weren't. A lot of them weren't. They were just sitting by the fucking sidelines while these women were building amazing businesses and they were just doing their dumb shit and playing PS4 all day. So trust me, like, I've made every side of this argument. I've made every single argument you could possibly make in a courtroom in a 25-year career for both sides. I've represented women, I've represented men, I've represented millionaires and billionaires, I've represented people married to those people. You do not have to worry that I don't understand that argument, and you certainly don't fucking have to explain it to me. I teach it to people at law schools. But somehow, people absolutely did not get the joke. Or, by the way, all of my buddies in the red pill space were like, yeah, f*** those bitches. They don't deserve the money. Meanwhile, what do you think I'm doing all day, guys? I'm making this argument for these women. Like this was the most hilarious thing I've ever seen, because people were applauding for me who actually should hate me. People were hating me who should be applauding for me. Everybody seemed to think I had some emotional skin in the game. And meanwhile, all I really did here was show you a Rorschach test. That's all this was. Mm. It was an ink blot. I pointed out five women who received over $1 billion in their divorce. And I did it on International Women's Day. And I did it on International Women's Day because we were talking about women and net worth on International Women's Day. And by the way, I don't really know that International Women's Day is like a widely celebrated holiday in the United States. I wasn't aware of it until the internet. So I don't know that it was something that we were all like standing at, you know, Pledge of Allegiance on. And I don't know when International Men's Day is, but whenever it is, I promise you don't
the
have to get-
The other 364 days, Jim.
Ooh, is that right? I honestly, like, if that was an answer someone gave, it just proves to me how low their IQ is. Mm. That is an insane argument to make. So men and women, neither of them has it perfect these days. I think we can probably all agree on that. So fundamentally, like, this is one of those things that it was a Rorschach test. It really, what you wanted to see in this says more about you than it does about the Post. The Post pointed out five women who received over $1 billion in their divorce settlement. It said nothing about whether they deserve it or don't deserve it. It says, doesn't say anything about how they got it or what lawyer got it for them. For all you know, I might have been involved in one or more of these cases. Like, and you don't know which side I represented either, because again, you wouldn't. None of this is public record, folks. It's all anonymized captions and sealed files. Many of these very high net worth divorces are done with special referees or are done with paid arbitrators so that people don't have to do these things in a public setting. Like, some of the highest net worth cases I do are done with private arbitrations in conference rooms so that people don't have to be walking in and out of a courthouse. They're doing it in our conference room or in one of the many conference rooms within a couple of blocks of here. So fundamentally, guys, this was a Rorschach test and y'all failed. All right, gang, I'm going to share something with you about a sexton's secret. And this is one of my secret weapons. One of my secret weapons, first time I've been, it's just us talking, so I can say this to you. Products by Soul, out of office gummies. I have to tell you, out of office THC and CBD gummies, I have been using these for years. I have been a subscriber for years. We actually approached them and said, hey, can we advertise your products? And I was thrilled when the team at Soul, a family business, said, yeah, get involved, Sexton Show. So we're here with you now with an offer code we're going to tell you about in a second. Sexton, 30% off on your first order of out of office. And I'm telling you, once you try these, you're going to try them again and again and be a subscriber just like I've been for years. Out of office THC CBD gummies let you control your experience. They have the singles. These are great for me on a Saturday afternoon after it's been a long week and I just want to chill. 1.5 milligrams of THC, 15 milligrams of CBD. when I have a trial the next day and I need a good night's sleep and I want something that's really going to bring me down, I go with the doubles myself. These are 3 milligrams of THC, 30 milligrams of CBD. Sometimes I'll take 2 of these if I really need to get some good sleep. When I say to you, what's great about Out of Office is you can control your experience. They give you the tools to do that. You start low, you start slow, and you figure out exactly what it is. And I have to tell you, after years of using these, I know exactly which experience I want and exactly what the recipe is for me to get it. So check out of Office Gummies. I really think you're going to love these. I know I absolutely do. Use offer code Sexton at the link below for 30% off of your first order.
Well, one person who's not handling the fame smoothly, let's say, is Chapel Roan.
Chapel Roan. I like Chapel Roan, by the way. I like her music. You can get me hot to go.
Okay. This is a clip from her the other day, getting out of the car and getting harassed by paparazzi.
Yeah.
So turning the tables on the paparazzi, filming them.
I don't feel like this is a great... I mean, look, first of all, I have sympathy for Chapel Roan because I know she's been public about the fact that she suffers from an anxiety disorder. And I imagine if you suffer from an anxiety disorder, that having the level of celebrity and people coming up to you and talking to you that she has must be very difficult. So I'm not trying to be unsympathetic to that. You know, Chapel Roan's a talented musician. She's a great entertainer. I enjoy her work. I think she's the best is yet to come from her, I think. And I think her last album was excellent. But what I will say is you've signed up for this. Like you signed up to be a celebrity. Like you don't do a tour if you don't want to be a celebrity. You don't make videos if you don't want to be a celebrity. Like you could just make music because you enjoy making music. You don't have to publish it. You can write books and not publish them for the world. Like you don't have to be famous. Fame is something you choose to do. If you were born into a famous family like the royals, okay, then you could say, hey, I didn't want greatness. Greatness was thrust upon me. But if you are a musician, a famous musician, that didn't just happen. You weren't just like in your living room singing and suddenly a record executive knocked on the window and said, I was just walking by and couldn't help but hear it. You know, like you went about becoming a public figure. And so once you've done that, it kind of, your privacy changes and there's kind of no way around that. Now, do I think that people should behave in the manner that modern paparazzi behave? No, I think it's really quite despicable. I have been with famous clients when we are walking out of the courthouse in their divorce setting and having a bunch of cameras descend on you and people trying to get autographs of you while you are walking out of a courthouse in your divorce proceedings is incredibly insensitive and rude. And by the way, these are not fans. There is a big difference between someone coming up to Chapel Roan outside of a concert or coming up to her on the street and saying, oh my God, I'm such a fan of your music. And people waving memorabilia that they want you to sign so they can sell it. Like all of these people, these like a lot of the athletes I represent when we've come out of court or we've come out of a deposition and there are people there with their rookie card and all of these things. And like you're doing this for a living. Like you're selling memorabilia. This is signed photos. You don't have an original cast photo of or poster of a movie my actor client was in. You just were walking down the street and happened to have that. You're a collector. This is what you do. And then you're selling these things. So this is a business and you're trying to force this person to be in your business. That's not okay. And the paparazzi, a lot of times they really are trying to antagonize somebody so they can get footage. But all she did here was fed it to them. I mean, all she did was just created more publicity. So this was the wrong way to handle it. It's sort of like saying, I don't want everyone paying attention to me. So I'm going to do something really loud and big so that everyone will stop paying attention to me. It's actually at cross purposes with what it was she was trying to accomplish.
Moving on to perhaps my favorite celebrity couple out there, Bert and Leanne Kreischer. And this was Leanne, Bert Kreischer, a very famous comedian, and his wife, who is not only his wife, but basically runs his business for him. She went on Plan Brie with Brianna Chicken Fry from Barstool Sports and was talking about how she keeps the spark alive in her marriage.
I go to the bathroom. I'm coming out of my stall and a couple comes in the ladies' room and starts having sex in the ladies' room.
And you're in there.
And I'm in there.
Oh, my God.
And I go outside and I go, damn it, my life is not over yet.
Yeah.
I am doing that.
Yeah.
I am 50-something years old, uh-huh, and I'm fucking doing that. So I don't say anything to Bert. We get in the car. We drive home. and I fuck him in our car, in our driveway.
Yes.
And
yes.
I go, I will start dating my husband again.
Yes.
That is who I was. That is who I was in high school. Why am I not that girl still?
Right? Yeah.
That's who I was when I was first dating Bert. Mm-hmm. I have no kids here to see anything. Yeah. I can fuck him in my backyard. I can fuck him in the kitchen town. No one's going to see but the dogs.
Yeah.
Let's go. So that's what I did.
Right? Start dating your husband again. I love it. I love it.
I have no notes. Yep. I think that's phenomenal. I think that's great. I think that for her own, the glee face.
It's not great for her. She's got a great.
Yeah, listen. First of all, there's a lid for every pot.
Absolutely.
And we're talking about a woman who's clearly got a kink because she's sleeping with Bert Kreischer. And Bert Kreischer, by the way, you are playing above the rim.
Yeah,
you are playing above the rim, and you know it. Mm. And good for you, buddy. Mm-hmm. Good for you. You know what? Good thing. It's good to be funny. Let me tell you, that is a great wife you got right there. She's smart. She's funny. She's made you better. And by the way, he's very open about that. He's very appreciative of his wife. He's very respectful about his wife. So that is a model couple. I have no notes. Those two, I'm never going to make a dime on either of them. But I will say, yeah, I think there's a lesson for all of us in there. Like, yeah, have a good time, man. Like, this is supposed to be about having a good time. When you're younger, you know, necessity is the mother of invention, and you end up doing all kinds of crazy things like having sex in cars and having sex in bathrooms and doing all kinds of crazy shit. And you know what? You eventually kind of get into a relationship, you get into a groove. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to do that anymore, but it was kind of fun. It's kind of fun to do transgressive stuff. So I'm all for it, man. Start fucking in bathrooms. Start like you will not look back on that and go, man, I really regret. Like I would rather regret shit I've done than regret shit I haven't done.
Amen.
You know what I mean? And like, I think you're going to look back on your life and be like, remember when we had sex in the blah, blah, blah? Like, that's fantastic. God bless. I think get out there and do that. And again, if this is something, by the way, that scratches the novelty itch and makes monogamy not feel unexciting to you, then why not? Like, why not do something a little bit different? I mean, we all know this. You don't have to be fucking Bert Kreischer in a bathroom to understand, thank God, to understand this. Like, honestly, did you ever like eat dinner in a different room? You know, or like, it's just kind of fun to do things differently than the way you do them all the time. Like, it's okay to do something a little bit different every now and then. It's a fun thing to do. Knock yourself the fuck out. Go get a hotel room someplace and get crazy. Like, enjoy yourself. That's what it's meant to be.
Last topic, back into the world of divorce. This woman went viral after posting a selfie with her and her ex-husband at the divorce settlement where she gave him full custody. And she said, he's the single mom now. And the picture is her smiling while he's got his arms crossed looking like, uh-oh, what the fuck did I just do?
Yeah.
And so, you know, this is getting a lot of love, a lot of hate, and gone viral all over.
I mean, look, I understand the love and the hate that came with it. But I will tell you, having been in the trenches of custody battles for the last 25 years, I have given the advice to a couple of women. Because here's what I'll say. Parenting is a whole lot harder than sitting in the bleachers watching someone else parent and saying, I would have done that differently. I would have done that better. Oh, if I was the primary parent, I would have done a better job of that. Our children would be doing better at math. Well, pick up a fucking shovel and get to work if that's how you feel. Like if you think this is so easy, you go ahead and do it. And I will tell you, I have had a number of cases where, and often it's a woman, where a woman has primary custody of the children and the ex-husband or co-parent, it has really brought criticism to an art form. So everything that's done well with the children is their joint co-parenting. And anything that's not going well for the children is a function of the fact that they are in mom's primary custody and care. And it's an unfalsifiable premise, first of all. And second of all, it's just really like it's so much easier than actually parenting children. And I've had women who say, you know, I'm half tempted to say, okay, why don't you take charge of this issue from now on? Why don't you do the heavy lifting of this aspect and see if you can do a better job at it? And sometimes, a couple of times, I've had female clients who like, yeah, okay, like, let's play chicken. Like, I'm going to let him have some additional time during the week. And I'm going to say, you know what? Maybe you can help. If you don't think I'm doing a good job of helping with homework and all that stuff, here you go. You do it. And then wouldn't you know, 99% of the time, it ends up being that, yeah, this kid just isn't particularly adept at this subject, or the child is having some disciplinary issues at either household. Every once in a while, I have seen that it works out that the other parent has a different disciplinary or parenting style and it results in things. Again, like you don't know the backstory of this person. I don't know the backstory of this person, but I will say it is a lot easier to criticize someone's parenting than it is to parent. So that's why I'm a fan, by the way, of joint legal custody and a roughly equal parenting time schedule if people can muster it. Because I will tell you, I have seen so many kids that are primarily in one house or the other. And what ends up happening is when they turn to the early teen years, the other parent's house, the parent who's not the primary custodian, it becomes the grass on the other side of the fence that's greener. And they say, oh, I love dad because I have fun when I'm with him and I hang out with him. And mom sucks because she makes me eat my broccoli and get up and have to do my homework and all that stuff. Both sides should have some fun parts of parenting, and both parents should have some of the heavy lifting of parenting. You do not want either person doing all the heavy lifting of parenting. A 50-50 schedule, although it's not right for every family, is certainly an important, it's important to have a schedule where there's balance. It doesn't have to be 50-50. A normal, healthy person doesn't think about percentages of time when it comes to their children. What they think about is both parents and the children having access to all aspects of parenting, meaning the heavy lifting of parenting and the fun parts of parenting. That's going to do it for today's Sexton Show. Thanks for joining us on Better Call Sexton. Remember to like, subscribe, hit the notification bell. Really does help the channel. We are getting very close to our goal of 100,000 subscribers. All thanks to you. And the show will only get better and better. We promise. But please help us out by liking, subscribing, telling your friends. Also, check us out on Instagram at NYC Divorce Lawyer. We're close to 500,000 followers there. The channel is growing. And again, we're grateful to every single one of you for it. For now, we're adjourned.